Good evening. I tried using other sport to begin my homily, but I'm not very used to football or baseball, so I'm going to begin with soccer. Okay, it needs 11 players to play a competitive game. A particular player who does what we call the dirty job. He does that for the team. He must be willing to commit tactical fouls when necessary, even if he risks getting a yellow card or a red card that will send him out of the game permanently. So you always have that player. Actually, he's a defensive midfielder. He does that, and he is ready and willing to get card and be sent out for the good of the team. In today's gospel, we heard about Joseph and his struggle with accepting Mary's pregnancy. Mary was in a big crisis, and Joseph, with the help of the angel, accepted to do the difficult job, to accept all the inconveniences that comes with Mary's pregnancy. Many of you here today are the Josephs of our time, quietly making sacrifices for people in your lives. Many of you are putting in tons of hours every week to care for your sick spouse, your sick parent, your sick mother-in-law, your sick father-in-law, your sick child, your sick brother, and a sick sister. Like Joseph, there are some of you here who are carrying the burden of your family in silence. Many of you parents are so exhausted because you work extra hard to take care of your family. You are almost worn out because of this responsibility, yet no one seemed to care, no one seemed to notice. And sometimes the people we make these sacrifices for are not really grateful. Worse still, we don't know when this stress is going to be over, and it leaves you completely frustrated and sometimes depressed. And it feels like you should just give up and let the worst happen. I know many of you going through this situation. I know how the King James, God gave all his time to care for Debbie until she passed. I know how Sandy Mapp is still there for Fred Mapp, one of our parishioners. I know how the King Shegba is also caring for the wife who has been ill. A lot of you are the Joseph of our time, doing all this in silence and in quiet, and it's very tiring. But today, I want you to know that God is very grateful that you are there for your loved one. Today, I may not have answers to your questions, but I want you to know that you are the reason. They may never have said this or done something to prove this to you, but that's the fact. I want you to know that God appreciates all your sacrifices. I want you to know that somebody is down on their knees praying for you. You know, I was touched, and this was becoming something very meaningful for me, because I met a family, and the wife, the woman is sick, and every week the man drives from Prescott and brings the wife to the valley for treatment, for checkup every week. And he's working full time. And I saw the exhaustion, I saw the tiredness, and I said, he's making a big sacrifice. And we celebrate this Mass today for all of you. I remember you specially. I remember Connie, who has been caring for her husband, Dr. Norm. Many of you, you are the heroes of our time. You are the unsung heroes of our time. Those of us who are here today who know people like this, especially caregivers and friends and family members who spend their time and life to care for others. I want you to do something special for them this Christmas. They really deserve. This evening, I called my sister Helen, who cared for my late sister for over close to 2 years, and my mom, who was sick, she was there, and I had to call her to thank her for being there and giving all her time with her kids. And you can do that for your loved ones. They have been working and working in silence. If we tell them we really appreciate what they have been doing, it will encourage them a lot. We can give them some kind of surprise gift. Let us please reach out to them and remind them that they are not alone. Some of you doing this great and selfless service are here today, and I want to do this song for you as a token of my appreciation. It's a hymn by Tom Booth. Here I am, very close to you. Very tired, very exhausted because of this sacrifice, but his presence is there for you. So I invite the choir, we'll do this together. She will take the first verse, I'll do the second verse, and you're gonna do the last verse together with us. So it's hymn 684. For all the caregivers.
Face of me.